discover the French language with Jessica. It's right here. It's right now on French Your Way podcast.
Bonjour à tous, welcome to French Your Way podcast. This is episode 112, episode 112. And that was a very fun one to prepare. Actually, I've been inspired to make an episode about French books for babies and very young toddlers after I've heard that some of you, a few of you, want to learn French to be able to read some French books with your babies because you want to expose them to the language, or maybe because you are in a mixed relationship with a French-speaking partner. But what triggered my action, so from the idea to the action of actually making an episode about it, is an email that I received from another Jessica, actually, when she submitted the answers to the quiz that I had done in episode 100 of this podcast. And Jessica wrote, "I have been listening to your podcast to try to get back my French. It's been really helpful, so thanks so much for that. I've also started taking care of a friend's baby 2 days a week and decided to speak only in French to her, which has been fun and challenging. I have forgotten so much. I often sing the Days of the Week song to her that I learned from your podcast. That song was L'Empereur, Sa Femme et le Petit Prince. I would love to ask you more about talking to babies in French and get advice on good French songs and books for children." So I replied to Jessica that it was actually an excellent idea, and I have prepared, I prepared the episodes a bit ahead. I've planned to do a podcast episode about songs, and later on a podcast episode about French baby talk words, and yeah, how to talk to your baby in French. And for this one, I made a full episode about French books for babies. I'm a book lover myself, so I read tons of books with my daughter Lily, who is 1 year old now, just a bit over 1 year old. So the books that I'm presenting are books that we own and that we love, and so they are more really, really a baby and a very young child oriented at the moment. But I could do another episode in a year or two about a book for just older children. Anyway, what I decided to do was to actually make a video, because of course, me talking about the books, not only mentioning the title, I also wanted to show the book covers and flick through the pages a little bit. And so, if we talk about books, we're talking a bit more about, especially books for children. This is quite visual. So I made a video, and you can watch this video on my website, frenchyourway.com.au/French Books for Babies, all in one word. I repeat, frenchyourway.com.au/French Books for Babies. This will also be posted on my YouTube channel. And what you're going to hear right now is actually the audio version of that video. Bonjour à tous! Today I'm very excited about making this episode because we're talking about something I really love, which is books. And books for children, more exactly for babies and for toddlers. And I was inspired to make a presentation about books because some of you I know want to speak French to your babies or toddlers, either because you are in a mixed relationship with a French-speaking partner, or because you love the language so much that you want to pass it on to your child. You want your child to be exposed to a few words. And so I have received a few requests about where would I get started with kids regarding books. So it's a real pleasure for me to present the books that I read with my daughter Lily. So the books that we prefer reading together. I'm a book addict, so for me it's really hard not to get overboard when I browse for books. So in that case, fortunately, we're not in France very often, so they are harder to find there. So where can you find these books actually? You can find them on Amazon if they deliver to your country, and some of the books that I present here I haven't found on Amazon.com. I can find them on the French website, but then sometimes they don't deliver to some countries. So anyway, when I found the books, I've put the link, you can go check it out there. And these links are affiliate links, which means that if you buy a book or actually any item, even a lawnmower, if you buy it, you get on Amazon via the link that I provide, I get a little tip from Amazon at no extra cost to you actually. So if you are going to shop on Amazon, please do that. That would be awesome. But you can also find, if you have one near your home, a specialized bookshop for foreign languages. You may find interesting books there. The other solution, of course, is on your next trip to France to check the bookstores, but also the garage sales. They are called brocante or vide-grenier, and there are some like every weekend in summer. So you can actually get a small guide of where the brocantes and vide-greniers are for the next few months at your news agent. And yeah, it's a very big thing in summer, and you can find heaps of books. I have some that I got in the garage sales there for a very low price. And maybe your local library also has books in French. It's worth checking there. In our local libraries, there are some books in French. Not a lot, and not these ones, but still worth a look. So, last time I went to a library in France, I was amazed at how much literature for children has changed. The albums are more and more beautiful. The illustration and the text have become artworks. So, I was really, really positively surprised at the range available. But I'm only going because my daughter is 1 year old. The books that I have now, again, are books for babies and toddlers, and it's only a small selection. May seem like a lot, but really you can never have too many books. So there are a lot of board books that are excellent qualities and perfect for young children. One of the ones that we read the most often, because they are part of our bedtime ritual with Lily, is called Ododo. Ododo, it's in the Milan publishing house. And Dodo is a child word for night-night or bedtime. So this is an animated cardboard, so there's a hug and a kiss before going to bed, and it's really good because there are small animals, baby animals, and each page is about an everyday life situation that addresses one of the fears that your children may have, for example, wants the parent not to go far away from them, or afraid of the dark and you need to leave the light on a little bit, maybe with the door open, etc. So it's very cute. Lily loves it, and I do too. Voilà, Ododo. Now, in the board book series, there's an awesome collection by the publishing house Nathan, and it's called Kiddy Doc. And these books are from 6 months old, but obviously younger works as well. They are very thick pages, very, very sturdy, high quality, and they're also animated. And these books that I'm going to show you, they are Imagier. So Imagier is a picture book, I think it's called. It teaches you some vocab words. It's not a story in itself, but of course you can do it. It's excellent for vocab, but also image description. So here on the front page, the first one that we got was actually a gift. It's Mon Imagier de la Nuit. And you have the moon, so le croissant de lune, or la pleine lune, the full moon. And kids can, at a very young age, already put their fingers and slide. It's quite easy to do. And so yes, you have a few vocab words, which is also very good for you French learners, and good for image description, for vocab, like she likes doing the owl eyes. And at the end, there's always a page here. It's like you have to identify what's shining in the dark. So it takes words that you have already seen through the book. So that's the Kiddy Doc collection. We have others with that same collection. So the Mon Imagier des Contraires. So the opposite, so big and small. What else is there? So closed and open, clean and dirty, etc., etc. It's really good. We even have Mon Imagier de Noël, so a Christmas theme one, and there are plenty others. So les vêtements, the clothes, or pets, etc., etc. Lily loves them. They also, so still Kitty Doc and Nathan, they also do stories with animals, as is Bonjour Petit Oiseau, Bonjour Bébé Chat, Bonjour Bébé Chien, and a few others. So it actually tells you about the habits of, so the mom is building the nest, and then the eggs hatch, and then she feeds the birds with worms, etc. So it's more like a story, this one, a storyline. And again, excellent for building first sentences and image description. If I keep talking about the picture books for vocab, there is another collection which is called L'Imagerie des Bébés. And this one, oh, they're very cheap. I found them at the local supermarket in France. And this one is about the colors, also board books. The images are really cute. They're actually characters or fruits or whatever made with Play-Doh. So it's a totally different style. They're both the word and a sentence to link the words together. Basic but very well thought and really adapted for such a young age. It's only a few euros. Once they get a little bit bigger, maybe 10, 12 months, they can read Mon Grand Imagier à Toucher. So this one has here has fur. It has a lot of textures. And why do I say it's maybe for a bit later? Because the cardboard is thinner. You can almost bend it, so it needs supervision so that the book won't be damaged. Although it's still quite solid. And so you can actually touch like the feathers. There are feathers here as well. My daughter really likes this page with food, and it got a sticky toast there. Or another thing that she likes is l'éponge. So the sponge is really like a nail file. It's very, very rough. There are shiny bits such as the fire engine and a satin sail here for the boat. So she often takes it and reads it by herself. She can spend ages flicking through that book, which makes me really happy. So a very good one. Mon premier imagier à toucher. Ou mon grand imagier à toucher, pardon. At the supermarket, also when I was in France last time, in the Cerise Bleue collection, I bought a L'Imagier de la Maison. And this one we also love because so this is about their house. So it starts with the outdoors, but also indoors. It will go through really each and every room. There's the bathroom. There's a lot happening there. And in addition to the vocab, so the usual object, the usual items on the side, you always have verbs, as in so se brosser les dents, to brush one teeth, s'essuyer, to wipe, to get dry, se soigner, to heal oneself, etc., etc. So it's not only about the vocab, it's also about verbs, like nouns, it's also about actions. And yeah, so there are many books available in that collection. So I read from the back cover. So the family, the forest, transportation, the city, etc. There's only one. There's also L'Imagier de la France, by the way, if you want to travel through France through that book. So yes, there's one that left me a little bit skeptical. I don't know what your opinion will be about it, but it was L'Imagier des Bobos. So Bobo is a child word to say like a little hurt, or like, or also it was also about domestic accidents, etc. And there was, for example, an illustration, a picture, a drawing of a child putting a metal ruler into like the holes of the power plug. There was somebody going really close to the fire, the fireplace. So I get the idea of like teaching the children that what they see is dangerous, but also my first feeling was like the child may want to do like what they see in the book. So I thought it was a bit really borderline. So if you have an opinion about that, please comment. I'd be interested to know whether you would buy that book or not, L'Imagier des Bobos. Last time I went to France, oh. Voilà, so that's singing, yeah. So, on y chante au pays des couleurs, on y chante tous en cœur. Voilà, ah non, that's not finished.
Bleu, jaune, vert,
just give it a second.
Noir.
So, last time we went to France, I was very surprised to see a whole range of books that actually talk. Like, you can press the little like metallic button there. There's something on each page, and it says that it's from 1 year old, but really at 7 months, my daughter, she could flick through the book and she knew straight away where to put her finger. So sometimes there's a music, but here it's also really about talking and letting the child repeat what they hear. So repeat the sentences. So this one is also an Imagé in a way. It's actually about the colors again. So we have a red page and a blue page. So good for image description and also very fun because of the sound. And we have a few books like that with sound. One of them is, and I'm back to the Nathan publishing house. They really do amazing thing for children. In the Petit Nathan collection, there is Écoute dans la nuit. And this is also one of the three books that we use for bedtime routine, bedtime ritual. And here I can make you listen because it's actually very short. So the first page you will hear the owls. So they are just sounds that you may hear in the night. It's a psychologist who worked on it. She specialized in the development of babies. So these books are made to help children with the fears that they can have, because the noises in the night can be a bit scary. Listen to the owl. And the colors are really amazing. When we read this book in the almost dark, we can see very well, actually. So there's the frog there. Where's the button? It's here. So it's very poetic. Both the short text and the drawings, I love it. And in this collection, we also have, and it doesn't make noise, Regard. So there is a Regard dans la mer, Regard dans l'herbe, and we have Regard comme je t'aime. It's very poetic. Look how I love you. And it's this mom or dad bear with their little cup. It's actually a feel. You can actually touch It's quite velvety, the bears, and the colors are also very beautiful. So we have like shiny puddles and shiny frost on the trees. So it's very... when I read this book to Lily, I feel even like full of love. It's really a nice love message. There is also this little collection of books that are, the pages are plastic, so it's great because they can't tear, baby can't damage it, and they're easier to grab than board books, which are very stiff and you can't bend the page, which can be a bit tricky to flick the page. So that's Mon Imagier, and that's the Imagidou collection. And I know, and we don't have it, they also have an abécédaire. So abécédaire is an ABC book, you know, with words starting with A and then words starting with B, etc., etc. This one was just again an Imagier. So it's also, we also use it, Lily is very much into animals at the moment. We do the cries of the animals. Here, it's pretty good because there's a male and the female there. So small, it's €2.50. So they have a lot of title in this collection as well. Now we get out of the picture books. Now storybooks. So stories for children. One of the heroes of childhood literature, like toddler literature, is Petit Ours Brun. And if you have ever listened to my podcast, French Voices, I have interviewed one of the authors, currently the official author of Petit Ours Brun, in episode 22 of French Voices podcast. Her name is Marie Aubinet. And so she is the one who writes the text for this little bear who every young French child knows. And Petit Ours Brun dit non in this book. This one is a cardboard book. We also have books that are plastified books. So this one is semi-rigid. It's Petit Ours Brun achète le pain. So it's everyday life situation. And it's very short. Very short, and any child can identify to them. So this one is it's thin cardboard. There are some plastified ones, there are some paper ones. So make sure you know which one you're buying so that you won't like be surprised if it can be too easily damaged. This one, the cardboard one, I don't have any problem leaving it into my daughter's little hands. This one we only read under supervision at the moment. And Petit Ours Brun prend le train as well. I bought it for my daughter taking the train for the first time when she was 6 months. And we actually went to Angers to meet with the author, Marie Aubinet, who actually signed the first page for Lily. So I think it would be an excellent memory for her. And also one of the reasons why I don't want to leave the book between her hands at the moment. So it's great for like 10 months old to 3 years old or so. Apart from Petit Ours Brun, maybe for slightly older kids, just in that the stories are a little bit longer, but they are also about everyday life situation, is Petit Loup. And Petit Loup is a wolf. And I have a book, it's Petit Loup va sur le pot, but I can't find it anywhere. I'm getting pretty sad about it because I'm just a bit worried that we may have lost it. So I actually printed the cover because I really wanted to show you. Isn't it cute? This is from the Milan edition. And there is a Petit Loup va à la piscine, so goes to the swimming pool, or a perdu son doudou, so lost his safety blanket. Everyday life situation, and just a little bit more text. The pages are plastic, so it's really, really good, and it's going to last a long time if your child has one in their hands. And apart from Petit Loup, for a similar age, we have another great collection. I bought quite a few of them at a garage sale in France last summer. It is a penguin. His name is Choupi. So I bought this one. It's kind of a bit of a brainwasher for Lily. It's Choupi makes a surprise to his mom. I thought maybe if I read it enough times, she will want to pick flowers for me and do me a little drawing. And I don't know. So these are also plastic pages. And see, there's really more text than in the Petit Ours Brun. And so we have Choupi fait une surprise à maman. We have plenty others. Choupi s'habille tout seul, get dressed by himself. There are about 45 books in that collection so far, I think. Choupi fait un gâteau, is baking a cake. All these are plastic books. And there is also another type of books in the Choupi collection that I came across. These are meant to be read with the child. So the pages are paper, and this is how it works. So the vocab is presented at the beginning of the book, and you know, in each page the word is replaced. It's not exactly replaced because it's written there, but as the parent reads, the child can just finish the sentence or even just continue the sentence actually by naming what he sees. So it gives the impression that I don't know if it gives the impression or if it's totally that the child is reading with the parent, and that's quite good. And we have two albums like that. Now, apart from just buying just books like that, you can also get subscriptions, and two big subscription companies or actually publishing houses will be Bayard Press and Milan Press. So Bayard is making, for example, Poppy or Pomme d'Api. Pomme d'Api I found in the attic of my childhood home last summer. Years and years of Pomme d'Api, because I think from when I was 2 years old, I was getting the monthly magazine, and it still exists today. So this is how popular it's been, and so has Poppy. And both in Pomme d'Api and in Poppy, you may recognize him. You will find each month a story of Petit Ours Brun. Poppy is really good from 1 year old, and the stories are really short. They're usually like a double page or maybe two double pages. You have tabs on the side there that allows you to get to the part that you would want. So I'll put the link to Bayard subscriptions options, because there are quite a few that are available, and there is a table where you can see, depending on the age of your child, which books are more recommended to them. So Poppy, there's also Picotti, there's Choupi, and this is Milan Press. It's always very cute and very quick to read. What I wanted to say is I forgot, among these subscriptions, there's one that's called Les Belles Histoires, and that's maybe for 4 year old, 4 or 5 year old. I also have a big pile from my childhood. And Les Belles Histoires, they also have some of their stories that have been printed in just individual copies, also plastified pages. This one, Je veux ma couche, is really fun because it's this little chick who doesn't want to use the potty. He wants to use his nappy until he meets a fox who would like to eat him, and the rest of the story is in the book, and it's very funny and very cute. Love it. And And if you're lucky enough to be in France and have a whole lot of choice, my advice would be for you to browse and just take whatever you find the most appealing or whatever your child seems to be attracted to. And it goes beyond just looking at the drawing. Have a look at the message or the theme. Maybe it's a theme that your child needs at the moment, for example, about dropping the dummy or potty training, or there's so many good things. But pay attention to the text, because sometimes, I would say, no, authors have really made efforts, and it's not very cheesy. Now, there are actually some very beautiful and powerful texts. Have a look at whether the sentences are well built in terms of constructing the structure of the sentences and building up on the everyday word vocabularies. But also sometimes it goes more poetic with rhyming lines, and it's also very powerful. I hope you find that it helped. And if you have any other books that you love and you would like to recommend, please feel free to leave the title in the comment section. Thanks a lot, and see you in the next episode.